You're listening to the Sharks Audio Network. Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
With the 11th overall selection in the 2024 NHL Draft, the San Jose Sharks selected defenseman Sam Dickinson, who then spoke with local, national, and global media.
More happy and more excited for this moment and to be a part of the San Jose Sharks. It's unbelievable.
Can you tell me about the interview with the Sharks at the Combine and any other contact that you have with them? Just how has that gone?
Yeah, I think, you know, I met with them a couple times through the year and then at the Combine again. And, you know, it was always great interviews, great talks and that kind of stuff. And, you know, being in London with Casper Hallman in there as well, you know, I think there was, you know, even a little more eyes on there with him being there as well. So, you know, it's just, again, you know, I couldn't be more excited.
Are you thrilled that you might be teammates with Casper Hallman and Teal soon?
Absolutely. He's made it, you know, so much fun to play with in London. And, you know, I couldn't be more happy that, you know, it's going to be able to continue for us.
Did you have San Jose on your radar? And, you know, what are you expecting when you heard your name called? Were you surprised about what was your first reaction when you heard your name called?
Just, you know, pure joy and excitement. You know, it's kind of, you know, a dream come true, really. You know, to be drafted to the NHL is, you know, something I've worked for my entire life. And to kind of see the dream become a reality is something that, you know, still almost doesn't really feel real, but you know, I'm sure it'll set in soon. It's unbelievable.
You obviously the number one pick, Macklin Celebrini, join him. How cool is that for you just to see that kind of core prospects that's kind of topped off now by Macklin for today's draft?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a prospect group of, you know, one of the best in the league, absolutely. And, you know, I know Mac a good amount, and, you know, I couldn't be more excited to be able to play with him. I've played two games with him in my life before, so we'll see if we can jump a couple more up there.
Where was that?
The U-17s 2 years ago.
Okay, Sam, when you think about now this young core group that includes Macklin, Will Smith, and Beasted, like, this is a chance now for you guys to actually bring a cup to San Jose when the previous regime, the Thorntons, Marlowe's, and Pavelskis weren't able to do that. I know you just got drafted, but how exciting is that going to be right now? Are you going to have a chance to do that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's kind of the next thing after you get drafted is, you know, what's next, playing, just anything like that. And, you know, growing up and seeing, you know, San Jose Sharks team that was so good with those players that you mentioned, and, you know, to potentially be a part of kind of the next wave with those other guys that you mentioned is, again, just an unbelievable feeling and just kind of, again, pure excitement.
And what do you know about San Jose in general, the San Francisco Bay Area, being from Toronto and everything? Do you know anything about the Bay Area at all?
Not really much at all. I've never been to California. It was right now probably the closest I've ever been to, you know, the Bay Area or whatever, so. You know, I'm excited to get down there and learn everything there is.
What do Sharks expect from your type of game? Like, what type of game do you play?
Yeah, I think they're just getting a defenseman who does it all, offense, defense, transitionally, two-way guy who kind of, you know, can take over any role for you and you know, play that to a tee.
When you think back on this past year, you know, what have the London Knights meant for getting you from to this point right now?
Yeah, I think, like I've said, you know, many times at this point is, you know, they've meant almost everything to, you know, the career that I've had so far. You know, I have so much respect for them and how much they've given to me. You know, I don't know how I'm ever going to be able to, you know, thank them enough or pay them back at all. It's just, you know, an unbelievable feeling to be able to, you know, continue the legacy of the London Knights.
How much of a resource is it having so many drafted players on your team that you're able to lean on through the draft eligible process?
Yeah, it was everything, you know, to have so many guys that have gone through this before from last year to, you know, even the year before that I was on the team. So many guys that have, you know, gone in situations like myself and been in these spots. I'm so lucky to have them and to be able to lean upon them.
Who do you model your game after?
You know, I think I try my best after a guy like Miro Heiskanen. I think kind of the way that he can kind of take over games with his skating ability and his IQ is something that, you know, is similar to my game already. And it's a lot of things from his game I try to, you know, pick apart and pull into mine.
Sam, working with Dale Hunter, how did your game grow just this past year?
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, the big thing is the maturity in my game. You know, Dale knows how to get guys to the next level. Same with Mark. And that's the big thing about London is, when you get to play there, you know, you get put in the best spot to play at the next level. So I think that's the big thing that they've taught me.
How fun was that playoff run?
I think it was the most fun 2 months of my life. You know, kind of go to war every night with the guys on that team it really meant everything.
Sam, Casper, just the cat. Casper just on fire that run there. What did you see from him? How does his game grow here?
Yeah, I think, you know, the eye popping thing with him is his shot. You know, it's, you know, the best shot that I've ever seen, the best shot that I've ever had to defend against. You know, there's no real way to stop it. You just kind of, when he gets it off, you just got to start praying and hoping, because if he gets it off, it's going to be deadly.
Sam, I know it's still fresh, obviously, but how much do you sense an opportunity here for you over the next few years with the Sharks, with the way that they're turning things up in terms of, you know, and obviously bringing in some of the young talent that they've come up with?
Yeah, it's really exciting, you know, with all the young guys that are, you know, a part of the team and the other drafted guys that are a part of the team. So, you know, just to be able to be a part of that is really exciting. And, you know, to be on a team that's, you know, young and going to get better as, you know, the years go on is really, really exciting.
How far away do you think you are from your NHL debut?
Yeah, you know, it's still a long time till the start of next season, really. So, you know, I'm hoping for, you know, a really big offseason for myself. And, you know, whenever I'm needed is whenever I'm ready.
Who did you hug first and who do you owe this moment to?
Yeah, I was sitting beside my dad, so I hugged him first and then my mom. And, you know, it really is, I have everything to give to them. I would not be, you know, even close to where I am today without them. So, you know, it really is, you know, they are everything to me. And, you know, I'll truly never be able to thank them enough for everything that they've ever done for me.
Last year, Oliver Bonk, of course, was drafted. And then you two are kind of, you know, both being high picks. What does that mean, you know, kind of what you learned from him last year going into this process and then potentially going to the Flyers next year, and if you go back to the OHL, like kind of taking that number one spot?
Yeah, I think, you know, me and Oliver have had, you know, a really good relationship. You know, he's definitely is one of my best friends on the Knights, and, you know, to be the same position and be able to go through the same thing, you know, the year after him was really huge. He was really the guy that, you know, I did lean on a lot, asking questions and finding out everything I really could about this kind of, you know, what you're going through this year.
Sam, what was today like? Butterflies? Was, you know, lunch a little tough to get down? Just, you know, what were the nerves like today?
You know, it was nerve-wracking, that's for sure. It's, you know, really the start of the rest of your life with, you know, the opportunity that's, you know, in front of me now. So, you know, I ate breakfast twice and then I didn't eat lunch. So, it's just, you know, pure excitement now though. And, you know, it was excitement waking up to knowing that, you know, this was going to happen today.
How are you able to create so much offense on the back end? What was the key for you?
Yeah, I think the big thing for me was, you know, just trusting myself and being confident in myself. You know, seeing that, you know, the London Knights trusted me and the coaching staff and Markendale trusted me to, you know, take the reins a little bit offensively meant a lot. And I just kind of took that and kind of ran with it a little bit.
Stay tuned to the Sharks Audio Network for all 2024 draft coverage and the upcoming development camp and prospect scrimmage on the 4th of July. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey signing off.
This podcast can be found for download under Sharks Hockey Digest on iTunes, Google, and Spotify, and on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app, presented by Western Digital. All music by Yogi Yend.